was great meeting you. Yeah, welcome. Of course, you're gonna be one happy neighbor, that's for sure. Yes, I am their girlfriend. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you. Yeah, just a little bit. Anyways, I'm pretty exhausted from work, so I'm gonna call it a night, but I hope you have a good one. Alright, bye. Babe? Baby? There you are. Hey. How was your day? I know, I'm so sorry. I've had so much work to deal with lately, and with us leaving on a trip soon, you know I had to be on top of everything, so. Did you miss me that much? Aw, you're such a cutie. Well, I'm here now. And I'm gonna take care of you. I know it's pretty late, but... well, it's never too late for cuddles, right? Move over. Oh, you smell so good. Did you cook? Look at you. I'm proud of you. I'm pretty impressed. You're trying to get better at cooking. Gosh, I am so lucky, aren't I? Oh, I really am. Babe, you know I am. You're the best. And clearly I'm not the only one that thinks so. What do I mean? Well, I just met our new neighbor. Yeah, she's great. Pretty friendly. She smiles a lot, which is a good thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with smiling a lot. Yeah, she is, yeah. I saw you two chatting, you know, as I was making my way to the door. But I didn't really get the chance to join before you left. And she was laughing a lot, so it looked like you were having a good time. What? Why are you staring at me like that? Babe, I know that look. You think you know something? Don't play silly games with me. I know you better than anybody. Jealous? You think I'm jealous of our new neighbor? Okay, why would I be jealous? Well, I have nothing to be jealous of. I mean, you're with me for a reason. We left together, and I made it pretty clear to her that I'm your girlfriend, so hopefully she got the hint. You did tell her that you have a girlfriend, right? I mean, we lived together. No, of course. I didn't expect you not to, you know, not to say that. I mean, I trust you. Of course. It's just, I mean, I don't know if I would call it jealousy, but like, I didn't really love seeing her laughing that way with you. Maybe she's just a happy person. She invited you over. What, to spend the night with her? It's only like her first day here. She's making some bold moves, isn't she? What? For the love of God, stop saying that. I keep saying, oh, you're so jealous. You're so jealous. No, I'm not. Okay, and if I am, what about it? You get jealous all the time. You so do. Don't even try to deny it. I guess this is my way of admitting that... I mean, yeah, I was a little... jealous, I guess. Jealous? Why do you have to make me say it? That's not true. I do get jealous. Well, okay, maybe I haven't showed it a lot before, but that's because, like, I don't want to turn you off me, and I don't want to seem like an insecure girlfriend. But jealousy is a normal thing, isn't it? At least I think it is. It's not nice. No one likes to feel jealous, but I mean, I trust you, and I know that I have no reason to worry. But still, that's not nice to see. I'm sure that you agree. You're so annoyed, you know that? Were you purposely trying to get a reaction out of me? Uh-huh. Now you want to deny it and act like I'm making stuff up? I can't with you. Babe. Like, okay, what do you want me to say? You wanted a reaction, so I'm giving you a reaction. Well, maybe, like, we should go out there and I should, like, kiss you right in front of her. Just to, like, make it clear that you have a girlfriend and she's not coming anywhere near you, especially not when I'm at work. Well, I know. I said I trust you, but see, you're not the problem, babe. Other girls are the problem, and I don't like to share. I know. But still, I want you all to myself. And plus, I think I got a little more jealous because I don't know, I feel like she's your type. Well, isn't she? Small, brunette, pretty smile, dark eyes, pretty much the opposite of me. Well, everyone has a type, babe. I know before you and I started dating, you had a certain type too. I mean, I did. You are my type, of course. I think types are stupid anyways. It's all about the personality, right? I agree. That's why I'm with you. But lucky for you, you have looks and personality, so I guess I hit the jackpot. Lucky me. So what did you cook for me? Ooh, what, you looked up a recipe? How cute. Did you wear the apron that I got? Come on, baby, you can admit it. I think you'd look cute in it. Just kind of sad I missed it, though. Oh, I miss all the good stuff when I'm at work. Next time, you need to FaceTime me, okay? Yeah, I want to see it live. I'm being serious. Well, we might not have to use FaceTime. I took off work next week. I want to spend time with you as much as I can. Oh my, what? You really think I took off work so I can spend more time with you in front of her? Babe, why do you think I'm so worried about this girl? No, I'm not. You're with me for a reason. While she is pretty and friendly and whatever, she's not me. And she doesn't have what I have. What do I have? A lot of things. But maybe you should tell me what you think is so different about me. I mean, you're with me for a reason after all. Is it my body? I mean, I know I keep in shape. I'm just kidding. I know you don't care about that stuff. That's what I love about you. I do. You are a very deep person, and you don't judge someone based on their looks. Very sentimental you are. What? There's nothing wrong with it. It's cute. Shut up. Don't even. Why are you trying to piss me off extra tonight? You miss annoying me, is that it? Was that a knock on the door? Yeah, you can go get it. I'll wait for you. I wonder who's knocking at this time. So weird. Okay. What's taking so long? Babe. Who is it? Oh. Muffins. She made muffins. This late at night? Okay, yeah. They do look good. I'm not saying anything. It's so sweet of her, but I mean, it's like almost midnight. Who offers muffins at this time? I should have gotten the door. Why did I make you do it? Babe, come on. Don't play dumb. You know what's happening here. She's clearly trying to see you more, even though she knows you have a girlfriend. It's obvious. I'm a girl. I know these moves. What? Okay, yeah, it does bother me a little bit. And now I'm getting pissed. And they don't even look homemade. She must have bought them from the grocery store. I think she's just making up excuses so she can see you. I mean, you guys just talked. Why couldn't she offer muffins then? Right. Yeah, I guess. No, I know you love them and whatever. I mean, I'm not telling you not to eat. It's just, I don't know, it rubs me off the wrong way, I guess. I don't want to have to worry about her when I'm at work. She might try to take advantage of the fact that you're home more often than me. She might try to, like, spend time with you. Yeah, I guess. I do trust you. You look so excited by those muffins. No. Don't eat them. We can make better ones. What? We can definitely make better ones. Me and you. Maybe you should put like a love spell in them or something. I don't know. Girls are weird nowadays. And boys. I mean, people are weird in general. I guess I'm being a little paranoid. Can you blame me? Come here. I love you. I love you a lot. Te quiero mucho. I know you like when I talk Spanish to you. Pretty sexy, right? I bet she can't do that. Yeah, I'm trying to be a little loud so she can hear me. Look, I have no problem making enemies as long as I get to keep them away from you. I don't want to share. Sharing is boring. Possessive. That's a new word. I never really refer to myself as possessive, but I guess I'm feeling a little bit like that over you. But then again, when someone has the privilege of dating you, how can they not? So lucky to have you. Truly, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I love coming home to you. You coming home to me. Which doesn't happen very often because I work a lot more. I know. I know, baby. But at least now I got some time off next week. And we can spend time together and, you know, do all sorts of things. We are not inviting her for dinner. No, that's not happening. Okay. If she wants to bring a friend or something, I guess, but come on. Don't do that. I know what you're trying to do. You're so annoying. You like to piss me off on purpose, don't you? Sadist. I'm just kidding. Okay, well, I'm starving, so how about we prepare food and we eat together and then I go take a long shower because I'm feeling exhausted. And then we can cuddle all night. Sound like a plan? Okay. Let's go.